I will now ask Lorna to introduce the final set of news stories.
We are all aware of the strikes that are affecting many people's daily lives as employees struggle on incomes that are not rising as fast as the cost of living. Jarrold's are giving all their staff a pay rise to help them cope. However, City College in Norwich has been forced to back out of a commitment to the real living wage due to a lack of government funding. However, volunteers from a city church have been packing hampers full of Christmas treats for families who need a helping hand, and a collaboration between Bernard Matthews, the Feed and Business in the Community will provide much-needed dinners to Norwich residents in December and January. And we cannot resist finishing with some good news. A missing cat has been found 400 miles away from its home in Great Yarmouth. But before the muse, here is Mike with a dispatch from the Cost of Living Front.
Jarrold is giving all its staff a pay rise to help them cope with rising living costs. As part of this move, the Norwich department store has committed to becoming a real living wage employer. This will see it increase the pay of all its workers, currently earning less than the real living wage, to £10.90 an hour. Jarrold, which also has stores in Cromer and Wyndham, will give all other employees a pay rise of 5%. These will come into effect from April the 1st, 2023. John Adams, Managing Director of Jarrold Retail, said, "As well as addressing these challenging times, we also want to recognise the dedication, effort and value that colleagues bring to this business every single day."
City College Norwich has been forced to back out of a commitment to the real living wage due to a lack of government funding. For almost a decade, the college has focused on increasing the wages of its lowest paid staff. However, due to a gap from central funding, it said it simply cannot keep up with real living wage increases. A spokesman for the college said, "We've been proud to have been one of the only real living wage colleges in England. Since 2013, this has resulted in consistent increases in the hourly pay of our lowest paid colleagues, a trend we are committed to continuing."
Volunteers from a city church have packed hundreds of hampers full of Christmas food treats for refugees and other families who need a helping hand this festive season. Over 210 bags of kindness have been packed by Gateway Vineyard Church to give to refugee families at the charity English Plus, families connected to the Vineyard Grokins initiative, as well as families from Thorpe St Andrew High School and others known to church members. "We really hope the bags of kindness will make people smile and help make their Christmas a special one."
Bernard Matthews, the Feed and Business in the Community, are working in collaboration to provide much-needed dinners for the residents of Norwich. The link-up came about after Bernard Matthews, part of the Two Sisters Food Group, met the Feed in June 2022 at Business in the Community's Prince's Seeing is Believing visit, SIB, which allows business leaders to see firsthand the issues affecting the voluntary sector and communities. Andrea Oburn, Social Supermarket Hub Manager at The Feed, a social enterprise which aims to motivate change to prevent poverty, hunger and homelessness in Norwich, said, "The cost of living crisis means that that's more true than ever. 36% of our social supermarket members tell us they rarely or never feel cheerful or in good spirits. So offering these free community meals throughout December and January will really bring our community together. The dinners are a real collaborative effort, with food provided by Bernard Matthews and vegetables by Shred Station, with students from City College Norwich cooking the food.
Yeah. One little Moggy has been on a big adventure, having been found roaming the streets of Glasgow, 400 miles from her home. Duchess had been missing from Great Yarmouth for 2 months when she turned up in the city. She was found by a local woman who took her to a vet who was able to check her microchip to help reunite her with owners Tony Jarvis and Ben Smith. The couple have no idea how their cat got to Glasgow. Duchess had vanished from the front garden of their Yarmouth home with her sister Queenie in August. While Duchess is now back with her owners in Norfolk, Queenie, who is grey, is still missing. It was unreal. We'd given up hope, then had the call. It took a while to sink in that she had been found so far away, said Ben. It has given us hope regarding her sister being found. The couple don't know how Duchess got to Scotland. They saw the cats being fussed by engineers working nearby shortly before they disappeared and wondered if the animals had hopped into their van.